Support for this podcast and the following message come from SAP Concur. Employees can submit expenses and invoices from anywhere, and you get the visibility and control you need to drive your business forward. Learn more at concur.com/WSJ.
With your money briefing, I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Where does Apple go from here after being forced to cut production of its newest line of iPhones? And what can the rest of corporate America learn from that? We'll explain in a moment. First, these money and market stories you should know. With jitters running through Wall Street almost on a daily basis, don't take your eye off of cash as a wise investment. That's the word from Goldman Sachs. The big bank issued a prediction for 2019 that the stock market is likely to turn in single-digit returns and says that cash will be on par with stocks as a worthy asset for the first time in several years. You might not want to look at cryptocurrencies as an investment either. A sell-off that began in mid-November continued into the days leading up to Thanksgiving. Nearly all the top 100 cryptocurrencies have been hit by a selling spree, most notably Bitcoin, which fell about 8% on Tuesday to about $4,200. How bad has it been for Bitcoin? It's off about 75% from its all-time high of $19,800 last December.
This podcast is brought to you by Harvard Business School Executive Education. Is your family office positioned for growth and success? Gain best practices in family wealth management at the new program, Building a Legacy, Family Office Wealth Management. Learn more at hbs.me/legacy.
What if they threw an iPhone party and nobody came? It's not quite that bad for Apple, but the tech giant is seeing weak enough demand for its new iPhones, it's been forced to cut production. Heard on the Street columnist Justin Lehart is here with lessons Apple should learn from this experience. So, Justin, demand for iPhones is down? Is the apocalypse upon us?
I guess so.
No, but it is sort of an object lesson in what happens when you raise prices. And it's a lesson for Apple, but really it's a lesson for everybody right now. So, you know, the prices of the new batches of iPhones are up relative to, you know, 2016. And that seems to, you know, that may have been one of the sticking points that people are having, right? There are other things going on, right? There's increased competition because smartphones are more commodity-like. There's, you know, there's just the amount of choice that people have now. But it does seem that, you know, at least one element of this was the higher price.
The prices came up significantly with this new batch of phones.
Right. And that leads people to think, you know, should I switch? Should I just hang on to the phone that I have
That's the thing, is that if their phone is working well, why rush out and spend the money? And I think that the consumers are becoming wiser to this. Our own Wall Street Journal technology columnist Joanna Stern said, if you have an iPhone 10, no reason to rush out and buy one of the newer ones because your iPhone 10 is fine.
But this is important, and not just for Apple right now, because what we're seeing right now is we're seeing a lot of cost pressures that companies are facing. So we have rising labor cost pressures. Transportation costs are up a lot. That's also kind of a labor story because it's hard for truckers and such to find drivers, and they have to pay them more, right? And we're also going to see, we are seeing tariff costs, and those could go up significantly next year. And so companies have to figure out what to do.
And you write in your column that other companies should really take a lesson from this, because Apple oftentimes is seen as the crown jewel. It's untouchable. It is just whatever it touches is gold. But this stumbling block that it is seeing, other companies can see real challenges, real hurdles along the way that they have to adjust to.
Right. I mean, think about it. It is harder to switch away from an iPhone than it is to switch your brand of T-shirt, your mm-hmm. brand of toothpaste, mm-hmm. Cereal, that kind of thing. Those things are easily substitutable, right? Once you're sort of in the Appleverse, right, it's harder to rent yourself out of it, right? So this is important for a lot of companies. And what we're seeing is that, you know, the flip side is if you're a company, you eat the cost. And that seems to be what we're seeing from a lot of other companies. So Walmart, when they reported last week, they said that they were investing in price, which is their euphemism for cutting prices. Mm-hmm. We also saw more recently Target saw their margins down. Kohl's saw margin down. A bunch of retailers that recently reported, and that was a lot of it was about these higher costs and not passing those costs on. So they don't want to do it.
And whether it's companies dealing with higher labor costs or higher material costs or transportation costs, it's the shareholders that are really feeling the impact here.
Exactly. So we've seen, you know, been having a very tough time in the market, right? Apple shares are down significantly since they reported results last month. Or last week, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Early November.
You know, and we've also seen some retailers really taking down a chin. This is the problem, right? Either way, you miss out as an investor, right? Lower sales or thinner profit margins. Neither are good.
And then it's also the economic world we live in. Consumers have gotten cozy with weak inflation, and that puts a lot of pressure on these companies to keep their prices in check.
Right. The expectations, consumer expectations for inflation are extremely low, really as low as they've ever been as long as people have measured them. And those that expectation component, economists think it's really important that it actually helps guide future inflation. And it's just because, right, people are so used to, you know, having only so much inflation that if you try to charge them more, they're going to think that you're ripping them off, and they're just going to turn away.
Justin Lehart, columnist with Heard on the Street here at the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.